Thank you so much for hitting the play button on your favorite listening device of choice wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Duff Tyler, and this is episode 27 of A Duff Said. Now, last week I got my numbers mixed up a little bit and said last week's show was episode 27, but that was wrong. This is episode 27. Now, if you're listening to episode 27 on Podbean, I welcome you to become a subscriber to the show. That way, you'll be one of the first to know when a new episode has dropped, and of course, there is no fee at all to use Podbean. And if you're listening to this show on YouTube, please subscribe to my page, Duff Tyler. I'm always posting new content on my YouTube page as well, and you can always like me on Facebook. My page is Sports Journalist Duff Tyler. Please follow me on Twitter, at, you guessed it, Duff Tyler. Friday night, the Brighton girls basketball team defeated South Lyon East 63-46, back-to-back for the Bulldogs. They are district champs for a second straight year. Now, in that win, senior center Sophie Zekin had one of the best nights of her career. She poured in a career-high 30 points and grabbed 10 rebounds. That's double her season average for points. Now, only four times in her career has she managed to drop in 22 points for a career high, but she's never performed quite like the game she had last night. Zekin and the other seven seniors on the Brighton roster wanted that district title. That's because prior to last season, Brighton had a 9-year drought with zero district championships. And now the goals are even higher. Now they have their sights set on getting to the Breslin Center a few weeks from now. Zekin and the Bulldogs could be the first team to give Livingston County its first ever state championship in either girls or boys basketball. Now, if you think about it, why not her? Zekin has been a leader for Brighton dating all the way back to her freshman year. She's consistently been one of the top players in the Kensington Lakes Activities Association Conference. She's been one of the best players in Livingston County, and she's currently listed among the best players in the state of Michigan, and she's in line to potentially be this year's Miss Basketball. Now, after celebrating that district title with her family and friends in the Brighton gym last night, I caught up with Sophie to discuss her remarkable career, and that conversation starts now. Sophie, this is your second straight district championship. How good did it feel to get that trophy?
It felt amazing, especially this being my last home game and my team being so close and all the fans in the crowd. Just you didn't know where to look. Everything was so exciting, and it feels great.
And that crowd at the end of the game, when you got your medal, they were chanting a familiar phrase, MVP. How good did it feel to hear that from your crowd? Because you've been an MVP before.
It felt good. It felt good. You know, I appreciate it, but my team did a lot, and I like it. Don't get me wrong, but I'm very grateful for my team and everything that they did. I wouldn't have been able to do anything if they didn't pass it to me.
30 points and 10 rebounds tonight in your win over South Lyon. That's a career high for you. How good does it feel to know that in your final home game, you were able to put up that kind of performance with a double-double in a district championship game?
Well, with this being my last home game and this being a district championship, you have to leave everything on the court. So, you know, that's what I tried to do. And, you know, I think I did a pretty good job. It feels incredible.
In the first two games of the district playoffs, you guys really clamped down on your opponents defensively. Tonight, you got a little bit of a challenge from South Lyon. You guys got off to a great start, but then they made a couple of runs in that game. How are you guys able to finally get that separation and get that district championship?
I think we really just went into halftime and we all talked together as a team about like what the players that were in needed help on. And so once we knew what the help was that we needed, that's what the changes we made, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. You guys are now 20-3 on the season. But for those who have not seen the Brighton Bulldogs on the court, what's something that people need to know about Brighton?
We're really tough. You know, like we'll dive for all those loose balls, and if someone, you know, gets into foul trouble, we got the next person coming in and they're going to come out just as hard and go for every rebound and every loose ball. We're tough and you got to be ready for it.
You guys have won almost 70 games since you've been here as a freshman, and you have been named one of the top players in Livingston County. What are your thoughts and emotions when you think about all that you've accomplished here at Brighton?
I feel extremely grateful. This is a really great community. I'm surrounded by really amazing people, and there's no way I could do anything that I've done without, you know, the coaches and my teammates pushing me harder to be the best player I can be every single day.
Could you ever have imagined when you first started here as a freshman that all of those achievements would be possible?
No, but I would like to think that I work really hard so that anything that I put my mind to, I want to go and get it, and so I'm going to keep working until I get there.
And what do you remember about those first couple of games as a Brighton Bulldog? Were you nervous those first couple of times you went out on the floor?
I was so nervous. Oh, my gosh. Because my freshman year, I was starting on varsity, and, you know, being a freshman, that's really intimidating at first. But once you get into the ease, every time I step on the court, it feels like home now.
It didn't take long for you to get comfortable at all. Everything you've accomplished, just looking back on it now, what's it like to know that you have been one of the top players to come out of this program?
I feel, like, very nice because I think the best coaches possible. They critique me on everything, you know, and practice to go extra hard on me so that, like, I can be where I am. I think if I was in maybe a different county or a different school, I wouldn't be the player that I am today.
People around the state are taking notice in Sophie Zekin. Your name has been tossed out as a candidate all throughout the season for Miss Basketball in the state of Michigan. What is it like to know that your name is being put out there among the elite players in the state of Michigan?
You know, it's nice. Like, I've been working really hard, and it's nice to get that recognition. So, I don't know. I like it. I like it a lot.
And speaking of some of those elite players, I want to talk here in just a minute about the fact that you are going to Bowling Green State later this year. But one of the players that is on that list of potential candidates for Miss Basketball is Jasmine Clerkley of Okemos. And she's going to be your teammate when you guys join the Falcons later this year. Have you had a chance to get to meet her yet?
Yeah, I love Jazz. We were on the same travel team this summer, and we hung out a lot. And then same with Kenzie Lewis from Williamston. She's on the list, too, or at least I think she was. And she's a really incredible player, and she was on my travel team, too. So I think that we're going to have a really strong class coming in, and I'm excited to see what we can do at Bowling Green.
Yeah, how excited are you to get the chance to play with her at the college level?
Oh, I am incredibly excited. She's a great player and a really great person. She's super funny, so it's going to be a great time.
I just want to toss out a scenario here. What happens if one of you two ends up getting that award when you arrive there? Is there going to be some bragging rights between the two of you?
I mean, if she got it, if I got it, I don't think I'd ever bring it up. I think I would be grateful, but, you know, you restart when you go to college. You're at the bottom of the totem pole again, and, you know, you just got to work your way up again.
What would it mean to you if you were to win Miss Basketball?
I would be really honored because I know that there's a lot of really other good players in this whole state of Michigan, and I've gotten to know them all really well, and I know that they're very deserving of the award as well. So if I got it, I would feel so, so honored because, I don't know, just there's so many really great players.
I've seen some of the players that are on that list, and I've had a chance to talk to them. You know Cam Grant very well, and you've gotten a chance to play with Maddie Volker and some of the others. What's it like to actually be out on the floor with them? What are some things that you notice about their game?
Well, when I'm playing with them, you know, I notice the impact that they make because you can see what they do when you're playing with them and how they defend and, you know, how they pass. And so actually I think that helps me when I play against them too.
In your time here at Brighton, you have had some battles with Heartland, and I've been following that for the last couple of weeks now, but it's been going on since your freshman year. You have had some amazing games with Whitney Solemn of Heartland, and she's going on to Michigan. You two have been kind of like the Steph Curry and LeBron of Livingston County. What has it been like to go up against her, and what did you learn from those meetings against her on the court?
It's good going against her. She makes me a better player, and it's definitely, you know, a little bit of a rival, a little bit. But every time that I play her, I think I pick up on more what she does so that I know how to defend her better the next time I play her. So I think that's what I've learned, you know, especially since she's a little bit taller than me. So I learned how to play against a taller player and defend them better.
Earlier this year, you guys took the first meeting. That was an emotional game. And then they came back, and they won the second two meetings.
Those games were only by about a total of, I think, 5 points. And they were some of the most exciting games that have taken place in Livingston County and maybe even the state, because a lot of people were watching those games. Now, I don't want to get a little too far ahead of us here, because you still got a few games to go before it could potentially happen. A lot of people are talking about Heartland-Brighton 4 in the state semifinals in the Breslin Center. What would it be like if you got one more opportunity to face them, and this time a trip to the state championship game is on the line?
You know, I'd love to play them again. It would be incredible, and, you know, we definitely, me and the whole team, are still very angry about those last two games. So if we meet them for the fourth time, it should be a fight.
If you guys had that meeting, then there is a very good chance that one of those two teams could become the first team in the history of Livingston County, and this is boys and girls basketball, to win a state championship. What would it mean to you if you could be the one to bring that trophy home?
I don't even think I could describe how much it would mean to me. I would remember it forever, and so would the whole team. I'm sure I'd be telling it to my kids someday.
When did you first discover the game of basketball?
Out of the womb. Just kidding.
No, that's a perfect answer. I like that.
Okay, then I totally was not kidding. I've been playing since I was really little.
What was it about the game that really drew you in?
Well, both my older sisters play. I have three sisters, so, you know, I grew up around it, and my dad loves basketball. So ever since I was little, he'd be shooting with me in the driveway. I'd be in my living room, and we'd focus on my shooting form. He would teach me new post moves, and, yeah, definitely just, like, a love of basketball in my family has, you know, really drawn me to it.
And what drove you to become the player you are today?
I just want to be the best at everything I do. I just want to work really hard and be the best that I can, you know, because if you're going to do something, why give, like, you know, 70%? There's no point in that.
You have three sisters. Where do you fall in the order there?
I'm the third oldest.
Third oldest. Among all the people that you played with just growing up, who would you say are some of the biggest influences that you've had in the game of basketball?
I would say definitely both my older sisters, Kelly and Beth. They definitely encouraged me to go shoot outside, you know, and then jump in the pool or whatever. And then I always would watch them, you know, play here, and I would go to every single game because they both were high schoolers, like, so they were 4 years and 4 years. So I watched 8 years of, like, high school basketball back to back, and I got to see the best players of those years because I went to every single game. And I definitely picked up on some basketball IQ from people like Alex Forster and Natalie Peterson that played here. They both were really great players, along with Corey Crocker. She was amazing. So there's people that I've looked up to and that I've wanted to be, like Jessie Savage too. She had hops. So yeah, it's been great.
And when you were watching your older sisters, how many times did you see them on the floor and you thought to yourself, that's going to be me in just a few years?
Every single game. Like, I know that sounds kind of cheesy, but we would have team dinners, and when it was my mom's turn to bring stuff for the team dinner, I would go and I'd help her, and I'd look into the locker room because you weren't allowed to go in there unless you're on the team. And so I just look in there, and I wanted to go in there so bad, and so now I'm here.
That was all the inspiration that you needed. But as far as those games that you had in the driveway, how competitive did those games get?
So competitive. My older sister Beth would be throwing elbows, and I guess that definitely made me a lot tougher because, you know, you learn to deal with it. And then my dad just, you know, draining threes on me. So it was definitely...
There were a lot of growing pains there, I take it.
Yes, for sure.
What was it like to know that you were out there every night and having the games that you were and having them watch in the stands?
It's really nice to have that support system, you know? Like, once again, I don't think I'd be able to do this without, you know, my parents in the stands and my granddad in the stands and my grandma and, you know, my cousins and my uncles. Like, everyone comes to my games, and just, it really means the world to me.
When you were looking over your options for college basketball, what was it about Bowling Green that made you decide on them?
Everyone there is just so positive, and I love all the teammates, and I love the school. There's nothing bad that I can say about it. It's a really nice campus size. It's close to home, so my family can come see my games. My granddad comes to usually every game, and so he'll be able to come to all of them. And, you know, it's a lot closer than schools like Central and like Western. Those are a little bit more of a hike. And I definitely love the community, and I like the colors because, you know, same as here.
Yeah, you don't really have to change your wardrobe all that much.
Not at all.
What are some of your goals once you get to be a member of the Falcons?
Definitely get some playing time my freshman year. you know, definitely try and compete, stay in shape as soon as I get there. So after this offseason, I'm going to be working really hard so that I can compete once I get there.
And it's crazy because so many of the players that we were talking about before we actually started this interview, like Cam Grant, and then you see what Molly Davis is doing over at Central Michigan. What's it like to know that you're about to get into the fold and you're about to join the chat?
It's so bizarre. Like, I feel so old. Like, I know I'm not. Like, I'm only 17, but I look at the people in college and I'm like, it seems like so far away, but it's really not. It's interesting.
And speaking of those players, I've asked a lot of them this question, and now it's your turn to get this one. What would be the ideal way for you to end your time here at Brighton? What is the best way that you can finish the final chapter in Sophie Zekin's career at Brighton?
Definitely, hands down, winning states. That is my goal. That is what I want to do. You know, we're almost there. We got this, and we got a few more to go.
What would it take to conquer that mountain?
We just got to keep working really hard in practice. We all got to want it, and we just got to have really good defense.
This was your final game at Brighton High School. You had a lot of people chanting your name tonight. They were chanting MVP for you. This was a perfect way to walk off this court the final time as a player. But a few years down the road, what do you hope they remember about you?
I hope that I remember that I was, you know, I could score a lot of points, but also that I was, like, pretty unselfish in my opinion, that I would look for other people and that I was a good teammate and a good friend, more than just a basketball player.
She is Sophie Zekin of the Brighton Bulldogs. Up next, five things you need to know about Sophie Zekin.
Who has the best student section in all of Michigan?
Right here, baby, rough and rough.
Yeah!
Want to get my takes on sports here in the state of Michigan? Well, that's easy. All you got to do is go to my Facebook page, sports journalist Duff Tyler. You can also find me on Twitter. I have the handle at DuffTyler. And you can also listen to previous episodes of A Duff Said. Just go to my website, DuffTyler.podbean.com. And now, five things you need to know about Sophie Zekin. Sophie, first question for you. What are you going to be studying at Bowling Green?
That is the question. I have no clue. I really don't know.
You know what? This is your senior year. You've still got a little bit of time left, so you got plenty of time to figure that out.
Yeah.
But as far as your time here at Brighton, you've had a lot of big games here. But what is your pregame ritual before you get ready for a big game?
Definitely listening to music with my teammate Grace. You know, we always share AirPods, and she always hypes me up with my favorite songs. And then I get stretched out, I'll go to the training room. My trainer, Drew, is the best trainer in the whole world. He'll stretch me out, tape me up.
What is your hype song? What song really pumps you up?
Definitely Wasn't Me by Shaggy. I love that song. It's a little bit older, but the rap is like kind of like you can't really understand what he's saying in it, but I can rap the whole thing. So
can you belt out a few lines for me? Okay. But after a game, what is your favorite post-game meal?
That's a good question. Maybe I don't know. I don't eat that much after games, but if I do, maybe like hummus and chips. Yeah.
Good choice. And we've been talking about it a few times now. You are chasing a state championship here at Brighton. What kind of celebration would you have planned, not just for Brighton, but all of Livingston County, if you could bring home the first state championship in either boys or girls basketball? What would it be like to have that kind of celebration? What kind of celebration would it be?
Well, I think there might be a parade. I know the football boys got one when they went, but then again, football's a lot bigger. But maybe something like that, maybe like an honoring of one of the banners that we have up. That'd be really cool if, you know, the school could see that.
Sophie Zekin, thank you so much for making the time this week on A Duff Said. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
If this was your first time listening to A Duff Said, thank you so much for hitting the play button. Now, how about you go to my website, DuffTyler.podbean.com, and check out some of our previous episodes.
I was going into the game thinking, why should we lose? You know, other than the reason that they're beat here, why should we lose?
So to everyone else, you know, yeah, you're underdogs, but to me, and I think to most of the guys on the team, we're probably thinking, we should probably win the game.
This game of basketball, it's just a game. It is really just a game. What we have here is more important.
So to me, relationships are far more important in the world that we live in today, instead of that trophy that's going to be in a trophy case, that's going to collect dust, and it's going to be 50 years old, and you know what? It doesn't matter anymore.
They're all available to you right now at dufftyler.podbean.com. And that's a Duff Said. Now, I wanted to get a teammate's perspective on Sophie Zekin, and for that, I turned to fellow senior Martha Patella. And that conversation starts now.
How would you describe the relationship that you and Sophie have on the court?
We have a really good relationship. I think sometimes, like, we can just read what each other are doing. Like she'll kick it out or, like, kick it out to other people or whatever. And she'll, like, know where people are cutting and stuff. She's a really good reader for where people are going. It's been amazing. She's really good at getting open, so, like, whenever I see her, I just, like, chuck the ball. Like, sometimes it's even a bad pass, but she's super good at catching the ball no matter what it is. So she's super fun to play with.
She has won multiple awards both here at Brighton and in Livingston County, and she's been honored as one of the top players in the state. What's it been like to see her get all those accomplishments?
It's been really rewarding for our team to see that. She's really fun to play with, and honestly, I'm very proud of her, and I knew she could do it. And she puts in so much hard work. I just knew that she could do anything. So, yeah, I'm really proud of her.
Sophie's name has been tossed out as a candidate for Miss Basketball in the state of Michigan. I myself, unfortunately, don't get a vote for that. But if you could make a case for Sophie to win that award, what would it be?
I would just say she works so hard, and I would for sure put her up for Miss Basketball because, she, like, in practice, you can just tell she wants it so bad. You can just see it. She works so hard. And in games, you can just tell that she works super hard, too. I just think that her commitment to basketball is very big, and I can just see it in her eyes when she plays.
You guys are 20-3, and you just won your second straight district championship. What is something that people that haven't seen Brighton play yet this season need to know about Brighton basketball?
One thing that people need to know is that we aren't going to stop. We're not going to let up no matter what. And we don't just have five people to play. We have multiple people off the bench who can fill in if we have foul trouble or if someone's not making their shots or if someone's not doing good on defense. We have someone to fill in no matter what.
You guys are going in looking to become the first team in the history of Livingston County, boys or girls, to win a state championship. There's a few games that have to be played first before you can think about the Breslin Center. But what would it mean to you and this team if you guys could become the first team to do that?
It would be amazing. Our effort in everything we put in through the summer and weights and everything, I think we really deserve it. So it'd be really amazing if we made it. I think we'd all feel really great about it.
What is it going to take, though, to conquer that mountain?
I think it's going to take our teamwork and just being able to play together and not get frustrated when we're down or if it's like a tie game or whatever. We need to just pull it together and work as a team and just, like, from the start, we've always said to keep each other accountable, so we just got to do that.
You are one of eight seniors on this team. What has made this class so special?
Everyone works so hard and we're all so close. I've played with these girls for like 4 or 3 years and I just am so close to them. It's just so fun to play with them and I'm going to miss it so much.
What is something that you hope people remember about this class?
I hope people remember how much time and effort we put into it, and when you watch us, I hope you can see how much we care about it, and I hope we pass that down to the underclassmen to keep that going.
She is Martha Patella of the Brighton girls basketball team. Martha, thank you so much for making the time this week. It was a great conversation. Best of luck to you moving forward.
Thank you so much.
Up next for Brighton, it's a regional semifinal showdown with conference rival Plymouth. That game is Tuesday night in Dexter. The Bulldogs won both meetings against Plymouth this season, both times by double digits. And that's a wrap on this week's show. Episode 28 will be dropping real soon. Wherever you listen to A Duff Said, be sure to become a subscriber. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page. You can also follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Just look for sports journalist Duff Tyler. Until next time, this is Duff Tyler reminding you that if Duff said it, it must be true, because that's what a Duff said.